and if you dollar an aleph, so just to go through the last points that we spoke about and take it further. So we have in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the case of if the Tashmish Nimsal Shaloi Tmeim Chayovim Karbon Nimsal Shaloi Siyoim Tmeim Chayovim Karbon Nimsal Shaloi Lachazman Tmeim Yisafin Turim Yikab. Now the Gemara has over here a question. Let us be choishish that maybe the dam that she's finding, or that he's finding, however you learn the question, is dam achayis. The Gemara gives two truths. There's a machlekes Rashi and the Rashban of Nunzayin on Beis, how to understand the Gemara's teretz over there. Is she saying to us that she was Argasho, or is she saying to us that she's not Argasho? The Prideya that we quoted wanted to learn that the machlekes Rashi and Rashba by us of whether the Gemara's kasha v'nechosh is that we should be choishes v'dam achayis and therefore be mitayer her, or like Rashi learned that it's just suffic, says legabe the carbon, is totally in how they learned over there what our Mishnah is talking about on the Zion of Beis. The Beis Yosef, which is the Makar to the Ramah that we discussed in the last Chabura, which brings the Rashba that which when she's badak would eat a badakla and then talks to be a recha, she's tahar, like the Rashba says, that's dafka once a kegris, less than a kegris. So the Beis Yosef over there says ba'atam avuar, his lashon over there is Beis Yosef. Says the Davki of Shlemsel of Kigris Void. So he says about Tama Dover. Says that the reason for it is that The chimish lay gisha raglaim ledavish lay ba megufa. And since she wasn't margish, if it's raglaim ledava, that it came from The chimish lay gisha raglaim ledavish lay ba megufa, that it did not come from her guf. Ulefichach, he says, toilin b'madev shalilos, therefore we're toilin what we are able to be toilin in. And he says, he goes on to say, he says, Hilkach bepachas mechigris v'aytelem b'machalas kol shu tachs b'yirecha, as long as she's tachs b'yirecha. But if she's not tachs b'yirecha, so then we're not going to be toilet. So the question over here is, what does this mean? The Bishes is being madgish in the Rashba, that the lashon that the Rashba says, the chimish leher gisha raglaim ledavah, chimish leher gisha, that we could be more meiko because she wasn't her gisha. This that says, ulefichach toilet b'madav shalidlais, hilkach v'pachz megris v'toilah in a machoides. But it's all because Shalei Her Gisha. So we spoke out, this is retired Naisam Chzayin, the Chavzdas and Naisir Ches, that they're bothered with a question. Her Gisha, not Her Gisha, we're talking about Vedika over here, Eid Vedika. By Eid Vedika, what's the difference of this Hargasha? And Hare, we know that there's a Chazaka Dam, Baba Hargasha. When she finds Dam on a Vedika, we assume that it came with Hargasha. So what's this idea of what if she's Higisha or not? Says to the Taira, the Raj was going to Shitasi and Gemara on Nun Zayin on base, where the Raj learned over there that she's saying, Lo Higisha, or Memela, it's Dafkin, such a case that we could be Taila, that she saw Lachazman and she's Tar. al derech what we saw in the makshin legabe machet. I think we explained it clearer in last chapter. Now the Siddur Taran Kuf Bei Gimel Ois Beis gave two mahalchim, which we spoke about also. The first mahalch with the sveik, and the second mahalch of what we would rather tana. Those are two mahalchim in the Siddur Taran. That we'd rather that in the case where she's telling us lahir gisha, instead of telling her lahir gisha vitoasa, and we have what to be toiling, so we'd rather say you're right, lahir gisha, and we'll be toiling in the machaz or whatever tzli she has. Now, according to Rashi, it comes out like this. According to Rashi, the Gemara's kashim nechash is going on chiv carbon, and we're talking about lahir gisha. What would the din be if she said lahir gisha? What would happen if she says lahir gisha? L'chayra, we would be toiling. No, there's no hargosha to be sayserit. It's only when she says hargisha. So then we have to debate: are we toiling, not toiling? Are we chayshish, not chayshish? But if she says l'hargisha, why would we not be toiling? If so, and that works very well with the Rashi, the Ramaskal Shetziarta on the Zaino Beis that the Aruchim there was medayik. The Rashi does not hold the chazak of the Rambam. So there's no chazaka. So there's no chazaka going against her. There's no chazaka going against her. So why would we say that it was lahir gisha? If so, then the Beis Yosef and the Ramah could be learned even according to Rashi l'chayra. That even though the Beis Yosef says he's saying it in the Rashi, but not in Rashi. But if it's talking about if the Hadgasha of the Beis Yosef is lahir gisha, and that's why we're being taila, Rashi would also agree by lahir gisha that we're taila l'chayra.
Wouldn't we not need to be toiling Rashi just because it would be Vada Dam?
Good point. I hope to get to that point also. That's why I said the Chayra, the din of the Beis Yosef and the Ramah would be true also according to Rashi. And therefore, even though the Beis Yosef says he's saying it in the Rashba, not in Rashi, but okay. Now, if we take a look at Sif Lamed Dalet for a moment. In Sif Lamed Dalet, over here, there's the Mechab and the Ramah. The Mechab says, and the Chaver says, "Bad ka'atzma be'ed habaduk la." So we're talking about she checked herself with eight habaduk la. V'nichase tachas akar itachas akesses. She placed it under a kar or kesses. Ulemacha nimtzal of dam. The next day she finds dam on it. Im mashuch says Mechaber's fellows. Im mashuch tmeya shecheskasim akinuach. If it's smeared. So then she's Tamea, why? Cheskosei from the Kinuach. Vim ogol vein b'kigris void, but if it's round and it does not have a kigris void, Tahira, she'en zel dam achoyle shenerga tachas hakar. It was killed under the car. Says Ramav, what din hu yoysim a kigris? And the same halach will be if it's more than a kigris, v'yishmakam litlisboi. Questions by Alaba, is it of Talina Kesem? That even if it's more than gris, but if you have another good Taliyah, you could do another Taliyah. But the idea is that if it's Agol, if it's Mashoch, then she's Tmeya. If it's Agol, and we have what to be Tailin, so then we'll be Tailin. And the Ramah is just saying, you know, even if you have another Taliyah, we'll also do that. The Sidre Taira in Kofpe Gimel, Beis. What?
As long as
you have a good tliya. I mean, he's going on the Mechaber right now, right? Mechaber makes the chiluk between Agol and Mashuch. And the Mechaber says that by Agol we could do tliya. He says, V'chein, we could make other tliyas besides Machaber, this also. Right. I just read you the word so far. Now we have to figure out the sugya. What should be the difference between Agol and Mashoch? When do we have the right to do Taliyah? What do we need to accomplish before we're able to do a Taliyah? What's the process over here? And then we'll be able to place things into its place and then begin to understand how to play it out in different aspects. The Siddur Taran Kuf Bei Gimel Beis, the Vermas, the Gam Tzarech Lion over there. Means the Rajma and the Tersabayas are Kotzer. Where the Rajma of this says, Ogol Tahar Mishum Chazaka. I'm not sure if I'm quoting the right Lashon. He says, Ogol Tahar Mishum Chazaka Dim Dam Kinuachaya Hayamashach. The Rajma says over there in Tersabayas are Kotzer, that why is Ugal Tahar? Because there's a chazaka that if it's Dam Kinuach, if it's Dam that came from Bedika, Hayamashach would have to be Mashach. Says Sidri Taira that from this Tersubayas is Mashma, that in order to be Metayer her, we need a Haychacha to say that's not from her guf. Otherwise, why do he have to speak the Zeh? Right? He's saying, Agul is Tahar because there's a Chazaka that if it came from her guf, would be Mashach. Mashma, if I didn't have that Chazaka, Agul alone, it's not enough. I need to have a Haychacha. They have a Kozman that's Agul. There is a Yechacha that's not from the Kinuach, and it's mashma, like we said, that without the Yechacha, she would be Tame. The Taz over here in Sifkat Chav Gimel, where he's talking about the case where she was bleeding down from the Beis Arei. Taz says, to see dam. She has hemorrhoids. Even with the eight of badok, and at the time of the bedika, she also touched over there. The title of Ashlev Shas Vesta. The ain't can't suffer the rice, can show a gish of a dam in a makar, since she was not margish from the dam makar. So what happened over here? What happened over here was that she was having, she has a situation where she bleeds from the back, and she was doing a bedika, and she also touched over there, but she was doing a bedika, and God says that we could be taila that the dam came from over there. So the question is, where's the chacha? Good, I know that she's bleeding, but is there a chacha that's not from a guf? I have what to be toiling. You're right, I have what to be toiling. I can be toiling in the dam from the base rate, but I have no chacha that's not from her guf. So the Sidri Taira by us in Oysamach Zayin has a long discussion back and forth between him and his son, Rabbi Moshe. And his son over there, actually in the paragraph Ochein, asked this question, B'shem Deshev Yaakov. He asked this question. There's also a Tosefta that the Paiskim quote, a Tosefta in Perek Zayin Dalet, that says, "If Ogol Tahar, Mishum Damachedes. If it's Ogol, she's Tahar, because it's Damachedes. If Mashoch, Mishum Dam Kinduach." Which again, it's giving a svara to and as mashach is alone, mashach is dam kinoach. There's a letter from Kiv Eger, which is printed in the end of Josh Chiddush, and it's also a chidushim over here and chidushim anida, where Rav Kiv Eger is misopic. He has a case over here where it's misufik if let's say ena yedua im hu ugal im mashach. I see it right. Ugal, obviously it's not exactly a circle. It doesn't just come out as a circle. So ugal doesn't mean a circle, but it's some kind of smear that's not clear to me. Is this mashach or ugal? I'm misufik if it's mashach or ugal. So what's the din? Kiveg is misufik. He explains, what's his suffix? What's his suffix over here? His suffix is that, do we need a chacha that's not from her guf? Or, maybe not. In order to be metame her, I need a chacha that it is from her guf. What do I need a chacha for? Do I need a chacha that's not from her guf in order to be metame her? Or I need a chacha that it is from her guf in order to be mitame her. That's a suffix over here. Mime, this is came by suffix ogle, like a chachalisser. There's no chachalisser over here. So says Rav Kiva Eger, he brings Rashi and Zayin on Beis, the Ramascha ogle, where in Rashi it's mashma over there. He says mochach da'ani achacha. That's not from her guf in order to be metayer. It's also very much mashma like that from the lashon of the tour. It's sif lamed dalet, where the tour says, he goes on about riches. He says, Hilkach imhu ago toira shavada ene midama kinuach shim ha imidama kinuach hayemashach uvashtei baki grisvoid avim im yesh baki grisvoid ashe baki grisvoid vumashach tmeya. But on Ogol he gives all arichas shavadai and start with shavadai we have a chacham. So Kiveg is bringing Rashi. The car it's also much like that from Lashon Tor. Kiveger over here, whatever you want to say, and the Sidri Taira also, both bring the Rashba by Tachsav Yirecha. The Rashba says that by Tachsav Yirecha there's a chilik between Ogol and Mashach. And the Rashba says that. The Rashba says the difference between Ogol and Mashach. Now, Ogol we're going to be toiler in Machailas. Mashach, we can say it came from a Kinoch. Says Rabbi Kiveiga, one second. He says every time you have a Mashach, the Chari, there's a suffix over here. Because as she was going to do the bedikah, maybe she killed a machelis on the way, and it was on the way the bederech, it's on the way to bedikah, on the way to the tachsa. Chay mashachar mashkas a rash, but the tachsa be yirecha bepachs mechigris. Ah, yeah, turn by tachsa. So he says like this: the tachsa be yirecha bepachs mechigris. The mashach tamei. Ba'asam lekar chachalisa, you have no chachat to iser, the yeshlaim, and the bederch tichasa, hargul machalis, very mashach. Right? Why does it have to be that the machalis is ogol? You hit it like that. As you're going to be tachsa means you rub it on your leg, you put it onto your leg. So as the bederch tichasa, you mashach it. Ela al kachach, the baye chachal ahatir. Must be, you need a chacha to be matir. You need a chacha to be matir. So right, again we have Rashi brings the Rashba. They need a chacha to be matir. Sidri Taira brings the Ran, also in the Zayin on the base, where he's Medayik al Derech Zeh also. In the Rambam, if we take a look at the Rambam, Parag Dalet Halach Yeches, Chari is also mashma derech ze. The Rambam says, Parag Dalet Halach Yeches, says, Hinicha ha'ei tachas ha'kar o'i tachas ha'kesev v'nimsa lovdam im mashuch t'meya shechazkozim in a kinuach v'im ha'i ogo t'hoira she'in zel adam ha'choridus she'nerga tachas ha'kar. So, Mashach is very simple. Cheskazim in a kinoach. It's from the kinoach. That's our automatic assumption. Ogol, we have to say, She'ein zel dam acholos she'nergo tachas hakar. He's giving a whole hesbet to it. Akoponim, in the Meiri also, take a look at the Meiri on Nun Chesam Beis. I don't have the lashon here, but the Meiri seems also from his arichas over there, explaining why Mashach is Tmeya b'kolshu and Agol not. Also seems to be going with such an idea, and that's where the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch are passing, like the lashon of the Rambam. Now, if you take a look at the Taz. So the Beis Yosef actually says the Beis Yosef says. Hainu kishuhu ogol. That's the lashon of the Beis Yosef. The Taz sort of changes it a little. And the Taz says the lashon, v'hainu kol she'ene mashach. As long as it's not mashach. And the Chayyim wants to be madgish this nekuda. that the shittas of a seisav is that if I don't have a chacha that's from her guf, I should be tar. That's what he wants to be madish. Now the Siddhitari had a kasha. We said the Siddhitari's kasha was that how could the Taz say that with toilet in the dam, I there's no echacha that's not from a guf, and the chari we need a echacha that's not from a guf, right? So the Taz is mashma over here that if there's no echacha that's from a guf, still should be tar. But we could be miyasha the kasha the Sri Taira that if the dam is coming onto it from another place, it's coming onto another place, like the case in the Taz, like the case in the Kaz, so then even Mashach will be tar. There's no reason that we need Aichacha, right? Meaning, when do we need Aichacha? But I don't have a reason to say that this dam came from somewhere else. And now I need Haichacha to say that it's not Migufa to be tied in somewhere else. But over here, where it touched the Makim, it touched the place, touched somewhere else. So I know dam's coming to it, or dam could be coming from, it could be coming from somewhere else. The Chavis Das in Yud Ches, he talk of paskins like this. He paskins of paskins like this Taz, and meaning that. That if the dam is coming if the dam that we're being chashed for is coming from the same place where the aid is, the aid was in that whole area, like he says, so then I don't need a chacha that it's not coming from her guf. Because already that's where the aid was. It's only when I want to be toilet that it came from somewhere else that then I need a chacha that's not from her. And that I don't need, then that's not from her.
Doesn't Taz just say because it's not a Savig Dereisa here? He says we tell.
No, that's what gives us the right to make Tliyas. But still, in Hilchos Tliyas, do I need a Chacha for the Siddur? Even though you're right, it's the Rabbanah now, and yeah. I can make Tliyas. I need in order to make Tliyas, I need to know that's not from her. And that's what was Mashman the Rashman and there's by Sakatsa. So, but perhaps we could say as follows that. If we take a look at the Rashba Aruch on Yutes Amar Aleph, over there the Rashba says, Davka kisha kesem ogol talinim b'machoylis, Davka when the kesem is ogol, we tell it in machoylis, Avo moshuch deraglayim ledova dedam kinuachu kim shabotka, right? But by moshuch, where it's reglayim ledova, there's dam kinuachu since she was batka. And there seems to be a steer over here because in the Torah of Baisa Kotzer we were medayik, so the Torah was medayik in the Torah of Baisa Kotzer that if, as long as I don't have a chacha, as long as I don't have a chacha that's not from the kinuach, we're gonna be metamihar. I need a chacha that's not from the kinuach in order to be teila. And say that she's Taira. Now, if it's mashma the other way, that I do not need a chacha, that it's not from her guf. So it seems to be somewhat of a stira mashmais in the Rashba from Aruch to If you take a look also the Rashman and Zainon base seems to be like the Aruch also. Now in Rashi, I want to get back to Rashi, and that's the Aruch that the Yoni said before. In Rashi, we said Rashi and Zainon base learned that the Sugya is talking about what she's saying here, Gisha. So we asked, what happens if she says Lo here, Gisha? What's the din then? So I said, L'chaira, he'll agree, Lo here, Gisha, we do tlis. But the emes is that it's really more than that. In Rashi, if she says Lo here, Gisha, there's no sfeikis over here. We have no sfeikis. We don't need to do tlis. There's no sfeikis over here. The sfeikis don't start. So I don't have to do a tliyah. So now, perhaps one could say, that in the Rashba, to miyash the difference in Mashmais, that in the Katzah he's talking about, where was her Gisha? Where she says she was her Gisha. If she says she was her Gisha, or she right, so then I taka nina yichacha, that's not from her guf. In the Aruch, he's talking about where she was not her Gisha. She wasn't her Gisha. So then I don't need a Chacha that's not from her Guf. And a smach to this would be from the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Ois Samache, where the Shulchan Aruch Rav over there is quoting the Rashba Katzar. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Ois Samache, quoting the Katzar, and he goes, he says, "Ulefizeh, Avshir Gisha Amrinon Hagoshes Eru Kedisa Bigmara." Ava Beisyes of Katzar Batam Dchim Shleir Gisha Raglaim LeDava Shleib Amigufa. So he brings in the Beis Yosef, but since Shlo Yer Gisha Raglaim Dov Shlo Yibam Gufo Lefichach Toilim B'Mashav Shalit Lois Okach B'Pachas Migris Voitonim B'Dam Achilas. Sounds like he's bringing down Torah Zabayis HaKotzer, and he's being madgish that heter of the Torah Zabayis HaKotzer, the Nikuda Torah Zabayis HaKotzer, is because he's talking about the case where it was. I'm sorry. No, I want to say it the other way. Let's say, but Tariz Bais HaKotzer, which is Mashlai Nilei Chacha, that's when it's here, Gisha. But you see from the Beis Yosef, if it was Layer Gisha, so then you wouldn't need this Hay Chacha. That's what he's saying.
What are we saying between the two again?
Like this, that if she says here, Gisha, so then I take Nilei Chacha, that's not from her guf, before I make it sleep.
Isn't that before in the Gemara that it doesn't work? The Gemara says, Im here, Gisha, Agol is Tamea.
What is this, Yom HaGisha?
No, I'm sorry.
In the Zion base. Why is this, Lashon HaGisha?
Yeah, isn't the Gemara down here? I don't know. I need
Gemara
in front of me.
Why in the Teretz? The Rashba learned that she's saying your Gisha.
No.
Right?
This Gemara. I didn't know the Moshav Tav Mehiri that we eat our Gisha, Agol and Maitar. Even if we have a hecher, it's supposed to be
great.
Yeah, but it's mavur. The Rashba learns in the Teretz that she was saying I was near Gisha. And anyway, we must look at that, like we said it many times.
Right.
But it's mavur that in the Gemara that if she's saying she had her gusha, if we 100% knew she had one, even ugl is not enough for hecher to make her tyra. Pachas migris ugl.
Okay. Could be then we won't make a tar with that. But one thing is, in order to get to any tliyas, once she says her gisha, I need that to Tariz Abayis Katzah saying that then I'm going to need a Echach that's not from Guf, and therefore we're not going to make any of these tlis until I have that Echach. Look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says in that Samech Hei, in Samech Vav, he goes on to in Samech Vav, he goes on to bring in the Beis Yosef, Lo Yigish, and then he says over here, fine. means lashon detas. There is a mashmaus between samach and samachavav that is making the schilik between hagisha and nahagisha. The emphasis is that if you take a look at the Siddur Tarib when he's bringing down his son over there, so he also brings down such an idea that there may be a chilik in the Rashba of whether I need a chacha that's from Argof or not, depending on Argosha or not Argosha, which will come out very strange. And that's why it's fair to say this. Because it will come out that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Dafker Hegisha, Dafker Lo Hegisha, Dafker Lo Hegisha, and Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak that out. And also the Rashba in both places, He saw some. So to say, here it's Hergisha, here's not Hergisha, when in both places in Amaram is to either way, it's a little shvet to say that. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Ege goes on to answer it differently. Rabbi Kiva Ege points out this stira mashmais of the Rashba, and he continues from where we left off before. He says, Va'afta Rashba kosavitar sabaisa oroch im tachsa avalim moshoch hu reglaim ledavazizek kinuachu. So listen to what he says. I'm sorry, that's the Lashon of the Rashba. Careful, listen to the Lashon of the Rashba. Avalim Mashachu, Reglaim Ledavid the Zekinuchu, Hoyol Ubadakum Mitchila. Since it was Badak Mitchila. Vitzarch Lema Kavanasai, which is probably what the question. That in the Katsu he says, Mochininai Chacha, that's not from a Guf. And in the Aruch, it's Mashma Yironi. Vitzarch Lema Kavanasai, And he goes on. What Rav Kiveg is saying over here is a very interesting idea. He's being masber. The tzad that I need a chach in order to be matter, and that's the Rashba. What's the Rashba saying? When the Rashba says a glaim ledava, he's not referring to that the fact that it's meshucha, that's mechiach to us, that's from Hagof. That's not what it means. Right? Until now we thought that it's a matter of a circle or it's mashuch. No. It's not the meshucha that's the reglaim ledava, that's mechiach to us, that's from Hagof. It's from the fact that she did a bedika, that this the bedika was done. A bedika was done. That's what's being mechiach to us. That's from a gov. And if I don't have a chacha to be matir, I need to be metami her. And that's what he continues. He says over here. He says. That's what he's saying over here. The tzarchleim kavanasi deraglaim ledava dehumi kinuach kim de batka. It's the bedika. It's the fact that she did a bedika over here that makes the reglaim the dove. Memeil zaktim kivega, the katz and the arach work together, and it's being medayik the lashon of hayul badeku mitchila. That's the lashon of the Rashi. Hayul badeku mitchila, meaning that which she was badek with an eight habadek. She was badek with an eight habadek. She was badek herself with eight habadek. That's enough of a reason to be mitami her. That's the reglaim ledava of the Rashba. That's the reglaim ledava of the Rashba. He's not coming to be mechalek between her gisha or not a gisha like we were trying to say before. But what he's saying is that, and he speaks this out further, he says that even according to the Rashba, even if she says lahir gisha, even if she says lahir gisha, we need our chacha to be matir, because there's a reglaim ledava di megufa. Where's the reglaim ledava that's megufa? From that which she was batka, from that which she did a bedik on, which is being chaylik on the basis of in this prat. And so it's not like the taz. And that's what he's before later on, that he wants it to be machmir, not like the taz, not like what's before in the Shulchan Aruch. But that's the adgasha of the Rashba, according to Rabbi Kivega. That's Rabbi Kiva Ege's mahalach to explain the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Kuf Pei Gimel. I say is Gimel over there. Smashmi had another beer in the Rashba. He quotes the Rambam, the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, where he introduces us to the Cheskes Damim that dam comes with hargasha. The Rambam over there is talking about where bodka, she did a bedika, and on the bedika she finds dam. On that, the Rambam says that dam comes with hargasha, and therefore, even if it's not mashuch, even if it's not mashuch, there's a chazaka that's from her guf and with her hargasha. Chazaka that came from her guf with a chazaka. Obviously, this is when there's no taliyah. And there's no taliyah. So if she comes along and she says, lo yegesha, in a case where she should have been margish, right? Not talking about where there was anything sidetracking her. In a case where there's no reason why she shouldn't have been margish, she says, lo yegesha. Or she has some taliyah. So then we're going to be taila, and we're not going to say that's vade mikufa. According to Rashi, that there's no chazaka, so then even if she sees me gufa, it's mela, if she says la yagisha, so it's not a simen that it came to Alma, right? Because there's no raya that it's not from her. So raya that it's not from her. This that he wants to use to explain the Rashba's idea of when we need to have a chacha that's not from her. Agabar, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav over there, he's saying a new svar, he's saying that when she says Le'egisha, that in itself is a chacha that came Alma in a case where she should have been margish, and that gives us the right to make a tliya and to be taila in a case where something was going on, a bidika, a tashma, something like that, where there's sidetracking her. So then I need a chacha that's not migufa in order to make a tliya. That's what he wants to say over there.
What case is he talking about where it's a fact that she's not
married,
she's
not
a chacha? Not by
a bidika? Not, if you could think of a case where she should have been. No. In a case where she was concentrating on herself, I don't know a case like that, because all the cases we canceled out. But I'm saying, Lu Yitzu, you had such a case. Or in a case where she should have, where she has a good Taliyah, that's what's happening. But he's bringing out the point that the fact that she's saying Lo Yagisha should be enough of a raya that came in Alma. Just because there's something telling us that maybe her lawyer Gisha is not a good lawyer Gisha, so now I need a new Aichacha that didn't come from her God.
That's how it seems, like what the Beis Yosef says by us.
It's similar to the Beis Yosef.
The time of war
But the Beis Yosef seems to be madgish more that once it's lawyer Gisha, so now it falls into the category that allows us just to make tlis.
He's saying, right.
Now it's a drabbanan, so therefore, or it's not drabbanan mamish, but it's in some category that I could be. It's the same, but I thought maybe he's saying more of a svaradic thing, but it has to end up in reglaim dov also. We open the window now.
There's more papers.
I know, but we'll have to figure out how to control the seat. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So Kiveg is mamshich over here. Kiveg is mamshich, and he says. Says what happens when she puts the
heavy quotes.
What?
Shulchan Aruch Rav in that line quotes Beis Yosef. Am I reading the right line?
Yeah. Again, I told you it could be if it's in there. I just feeling was that he might be saying something different or more. You have the right to argue that. I give you a shot. Kivega's mom, Shechar, Kivega talks about where she put it tachas hakar v'akesis. So the halach we saw later on is when she puts it tachas hakar v'akesis, if it's more than a kigris and it's ugly, or if it's less than a kigris and it's mashuk, she's tmeya. Tmeya vadai or tmeya misaf? What is she? She tmeya vadai or it's like a kesis? So Kiveg is Mesopic. Kiveg is Mesopic. What's the din? Kiveg, of course, the Gemara Nunches. The Gemara says over there, Elucha Yisha Shatit, Elucha Sadin, right? He's referring to the Gemara of Elucha Sadin that doesn't have Tipe Dam on it. So he says, if so, also by Karve Keses, where it's more than a Kigris. He has a question. He says, so just like the Gemara is metayer the Ishafa and the Chasad and Masadin, over there we metayer her because we have to be metayer her. So by Karve Keses, even if it's more than a Gris, why don't we say that's two Machalises? No, it's metayer. I didn't tell me, but we never tell it to Machalis. That's Viderachal when she finds a Kesem, she happens to find a stain. Even though it wasn't in a place where there are machaleses, and we'll be mitayer her. So because we say because of the svara in chasad and sadin, we'll be mitayer, even though it wasn't in a place of a machaleses. So we got to give a share to it. Like at what point do we say yeah or no? So they gave it one machaleses and not two machaleses. However, over here we were dealing with a din tzliyah. She put it in a place where there are machaleses. So we're being toila in the machaleses. Once I'm doing a tliya, why can't I be toila and say that it's from two machaleses, right? Let's say you have ogul. Once it's ogul, and ogul itself is a simen that's not from a guf. So now it's like all other ksamim. If it's like all other ksamim, or the same thing is less than a kigris by mashach. It's possible that it came from Machalis, was in a place of Machalis. So why can't I just do regular Taliyas? And our Taliyah, right? So must be, he says, Avada, you have a Taliyah over here. So it makes sense to say that's only Tmeya Midrabanan. It's only Tmeya Midrabanan. Chazal asked it, even though you have somewhat of a Taliyah. He brings a Raya from the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halach Yiches. With the Rav HaMagid over there, the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah over there is going on if it's Ogul Torah. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Ramban and the Rajba that if it's more than a Kigris, even if it's Ogul Shitzimea. And he says, Valzeh Samach Rabbeinu. He says, Valzeh Samach Rabbeinu. Shalai Chilik. He wasn't Mechali. Vahainu. The Samach al Adin, the Memela Tamei Kechol Kesem. Tamei like any other Kesem. Because Vim is the Bebatka Tamei Nida, Chashvin Levadi Megufa, Hoyloi La Rambam Lechalik, Mein Pachas Mein Kegris Lechigris, Lein Yintumas Nida. But after the Yaisim Lechigris, Yev Shalulis Memachadis. Mein Kevadi Ba Me Abedika, Yev Shalim De Gam Yaisim Lechigris, Ein Vade, even more than a Kegris is not Vade. Ein Vade, the Lav Mein Machadis. The Yeshlema, the Haga Beis Machadis, Kmen Saska Bedam Tzipa, Kisela. Achinavi Yeshlema, Acha Rigas Machadis, Yashva Bemakim Zoma, Ela de Bechok Sam Mechmir Chazav Nasun Shir Ledova. That's what we mentioned. Tadim Kain, Ein Ledova Sai. Ben Lecha Yeshishati Yetmea. Agapanim, so he wants to bring a Raya from the Rambam also, that has a Din Kesem. And the emphasis, if you take a look at the Rambam, Pish Mishnayis, over here at the end of Perikhes, the Rambam says in Mefurish, says, if it's Nimsis, but Ditipas Dam, it has a Din like a Kesem. Another Raya that Rav Kiva Eger wants to bring over here. What? What do you say?
Where's the Rambam?
In Pish Mishnayis, at the end of the 8th Perik, right, Kesem. Go ahead. Another raya brings is from the Gemara on the Fyodalid Omer Aleph. The Gemara said, the Gemara is a kasha, v'neichesh no machadasi. And the Gemara gives two turotim. Badiku. Dachaku. So he says, one second, why didn't we answer simple? Obviously, we're talking about Pachas Mikigris, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be a kasha. Nefesh da machoilis means less than a kigris. Very simple teretz. The Mishnah is talking about mashach. Mashach, vadi migufa chai v'karbin. There's no chashash machoilis. Elamai, even if it's mashach and less than a kigris, it's not more than a kesem. So that wouldn't be a good teretz for the Mishnah. And if you take a look at the Eshkol and Sim Mem Gimel, he says Mefurish, Ogol b'yoysim igriz va'oid eini tmeya ela kesem. My nafkamina. L'maisa, for us, what's the nafkamina if it's tmeya vade or tmeya kesem? Zokter b'kivega, pasha nafkamina. He says all this in the Gea, in Lodun l'roya machmas tashmish. But Raya Machmas Tashmish. In Raya Machmas Tashmish, we're going to learn that a Kesem doesn't make a Raya Machmas Tashmish. What are you looking for? Simem Gimel. So a Raya Machmas Tashmish can't come from a Kesem. Am I speaking too fast? Yeah? So Kibega says Nafkamina for a Raya Machmas Tashmish, that by a Kesem there's no din like that. However, so therefore, Kivega was Mechiach, there will be a din suffix. However, the Shochrach Rav over there in Samchei is Mashmah, that's Tzmeya Vadei. Nida, she's a Nida Minatar, and that's why it's before also in the Chavaz Das, and she's Zayin. And they bring a Raya, and Tachsubi Recha, according to Rajba, Pachsmi Kigriyas is Tahira. More than a Kigriyas is Tzmeya. Tzmeya what? The Rajba is Medamit. Is the dama talks to Recha to carve a keses, and it's before the carve a keses. There's and by talks to Recha, it's tmeya vade. So two by carve a keses would be tmeya vade. He also says that. So then he asks a question. If so, when you go back to the Mishnah, it says Nimsa Dam al Shalola Achazman. Nimsa Dam al Shalola Achazman. So it's Tameya, what should we call it? Tameya Misafik, right? Oops, sorry. It's Tameya Misafik. Now what's the shear? So the Gemara says the shear is. Is that what shear vest? The Gemara says Nimzal Shalala Achazman Tana. No, Ezel Achazman Verminu Ezuzuzman. Right. Pirish of Elazar of Tzadik Kedesh Toishid Yoda Tachas Akara Tachas Akeses. The time that it takes to stick her hand underneath the carve keses. One second. If it's Tachas Akarva Keses, so then it's already eight chain of Baduk. It's Tachas Akarva Keses, it's a Mokim of. And don't start telling me it's not Dafka Tachas Akarva Keses. We'll take a look at Rama Hoshgogisberg. Hey, Aloch, hey. He learns the Kipshute. Kivega quotes Rashi on. Rashi Yudal on base also. The boy lahoy shid yoda. It sounds like skip shutai. So we're talking about that. So that's a question. Okay, now let's move on a little to Taisus on Omen base. Taisus on Omen base. Taisus on Omen Beis. One second. Here it is. Taisus on Omen Beis says as follows. Be'eichein about the glod nearer the farish. The yodah shall yenokye lifnei yoyim ayimayim. What are we talking about over here? She knew that it was clean a day ago or 2 days ago. Va'ata b'shas b'dika natlosa mimokim ha'mutzna. She took it from a place where it was put aside. V'lebotka ate. So 2 days ago, she knew it was clean. Put it away. She goes, takes it from the drawer. Does b'dika without looking. Avle ain't near l'faresh l'hoye b'dik me'oilam. It doesn't seem to be talking about a case where it was never checked. The Bahala Haya Rebbe Machsik Tumavada. And that Rebbe wouldn't have gone so far to say Tumavada. So what are we talking about? We must be talking about case where it was once checked, put away, and now she took it from over there. Shulchan Aruch Rav Inoyis Ayin Aleph asks that we take a look at Tosis on Omer Aleph by Tochso. Tosis brings the Rach. Tosis brings the Rach over here. And he says, Tochso B'Yirecha Haino B'Mokem Goloi. It's an open area, right? Haino B'Goloi Shlei Nichase B'Kufsa. Didn't put it in a box. So what are we talking about? We're talking about where it was galoy. Now, according to what Taisa said over here, if it was left in a makam galoy, should be a chain of badak. Should be a chain of badak. Right? It should be a chain of badak. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he answers, he says, a lashon like this, that the Shani Hacha, the chiv and the kolamim kishni chasei nichtam koydim shebatka atzma boy. The chiv and the kolamim, since one could say kishe hini chasei when she placed it nichtam kesef koydim shebatka atzma boy before she was batka harilei batka atzma veira batuklo the ain eid zemetzim echeskes taarasa bebedikis atzma boy. Right? What does that mean? What's he saying over here? He's saying there's a chilek. There's a chilek over here. He's telling us there's a chilek. If, when did it become Einei Badak? When did it become by anybody? Before the Bedika or after the Bedika? When did it become by anybody? If it became Einei Badak before the Bedika, so then that's what I told me around Bates. I'm sorry. If it became Einei Badak after the Bedika, let's take some rap. If it became anybody before, there's Tosfos on the base. There is a mashmas like this also in the Ritva, in our sugya. He says, "Dich shehevi ini badig mitchila, hevi yoise becheskis heter." That's his lashon. Dich shehevi ini badig mitchila. If it's ini badig mitchila, you start off with ini badig. It's more a svar to say that she's becheskis heter. The Sidrei Taira. The Sidrei Taira in Eisnun Ches and in other places. He says that such a chilek doesn't make sense. What's the spar for such a chilek? And he brings the Rashba, from the Rashba that asks on Tosfos and the Ramban from Gimel Nashim Shalav Shechalik Echad. At the Tmeyos. And if you take a look at the Rashba's mashma that he held, that even the first lady should be Taira, that their kasha was coming even on the first one. And the Taira Sabai is the first like that. He says, the awesome Nami Badinoy the Taira is Kulon. That's the lashon of the Taira Sabai. So he asks, he says, from the Rashba, and the Sidra Dai is taking on, there was the case of Shalosh Nashim. The first lady, she checked it. She looked at it, and she put it on. Then she lent it to the second one. The second one lent it to the third one. They didn't check it in between, but the first one did check it. So, one second. It was Badik for the first one. So why is he bothered with why the first one should be Tar? He should only be bothered with the second and the third. So why is he asking on all of them? The Mishmeres Abayis, he says also a lashon over there. No, Mishmeres Abayis, right, Mishmeres Abayis, he says, V'chima bein moichen nekim bedukim v'nichon v'achasho ishtayim. Over there also, Chariz Mavur, that he says, V'afilo arishin. Over there he says, V'afilo arishin. So over there it's a little mashma like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And maybe there's a svar to be mechalik between the first one and the other one. So he says, the second and the third, I have shver. And I could be, I even have shver the first one. I mean, there was mokim lechalik in his mind between the first and the other two. But lemaisa, the Rashba doesn't say to be mechalik. He says, vafilo. At the end of the day, he says, vafilo. Even on the first one, he held that she should be tar. And even if it became ain't about the glacha bedika, but also should have this dance. It's not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's a long arichas. He brings the Mishmer Sabayis over here, and he quotes. He changes it. He quotes that the kash is only on the second and the third one, that they should be tmei. Why are they tmeis? And he leaves out a filu harishin. He leaves that out. It leaves out the kasha on the first one.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I'm just setting up the questions. I'm going to leave you off with questions, and then we'll get into what the gather is. Okay, now the Rashba chidushim, Daka argues with the Tosfos. He learns over there, you have the Lashon Rashba by you? No, okay. Okay, you see the Rashba. The Rashba is this. It's a Vade Akshay Acholik I ate. Oh, he brings down here also. Does he bring that? The Rashba over there. Yeah,
this one?
Yeah, let's see.
A few times, you press F3 for the next one. Change on some other charges. Huh?
Yeah. Flushing?
Is
that yeah. Tab 2 is Mikra.
Is it?
Mikra, look for Mikra. Bim Mikra, I'm sorry, Bim Mikra.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So he says over here, the Rajva says, I might ask if she's not going to do it. Kimish on the toilet and be mikra, she needs to do it. Feel be aid with Koshkin, the Cholok. It goes through all the different cases over there. It says, Elvade Mestabra, listen to this, the Cholshabot Kosei Lekach. As long as it was checked for this, Eino Yoytze Mecheskosoi doesn't leave its cheskes being checked. Acheteda Dam Zem Ayin Bo. Till we know from where this dam came from. Oy Beeze Dove He Cholot Loisei Biyedua. Or as be something which we know that we could be Toyla in it. Habis Dam Eino Toyla. Now, what does he mean over here? What are these assurances of here? It says, "Vadim stavret the chosh about kasei lekach, eni yoytim ches kasei, at sheteid adam zem ayin ba, oy beizid av yichol habestam, eina." What are these assurances over here? L'chayro, what he's saying is, it's al derech what we learned in Perek Haraya, safik avra, safik loy avra, we're not toila, right? It needs to be somewhat avra, right? We have to know that the tliya be dua na'ayim basa has to have some reality to it. Do I know for sure it came from there? I don't have to know for sure it came from there, but it has to be reasonable. Safik Avra is not reasonable enough to be Toila. Therefore, the Rashi is saying that it has to have somewhat. You got to have a basis to where it came from. You can't just stand vitela. So then, what is Tosis all? Tosis, and that makes Tosis very strange, very rochem. So, got the hint. Okay, so what we're going to end off here is with this question that we have to figure out what's the machlekes here, Tosis and Rashba, which will lead us into hopefully understanding what the shakla tie in the Gemara between Rav Chiya and Rebbe and Tamei Vaday, Tamei Safig, and hopefully get to understand the Lashonis of Kiman the Nafak and all those Ezras Hashem. Okay.